It's here!
Welcome again to another Stoney Richards Live from the Center. Nice to have you along for this podcast that we do weekly. It's available, as you have probably found, on the website at stoneyrichards.com, and we also have it here on iTunes, both free podcasts loaded down whenever you want, and they go back to the beginnings of time. Glad to have you here. If you have questions or comments or things that you want to say, you can always leave that on the webpage, and I'm on Twitter at Stoney Richards, so do it over there. It's been a week in this part of the country, and I guess for most of the country, really, that it does not feel like we are really just a few weeks out from Christmas. I mean, it's down to days now, isn't it? A couple of weeks. It's been warm. It's all blamed on El Nino. And if you live in the eastern part of the United States, I don't think anybody's going to complain because it's been absolutely, you know, shirt sleeve weather, light jackets. It's just been terrific weather, and there doesn't seem to be any break in that kind of weather. Not that I'm complaining. Not that I'm complaining. This is a pretty good deal that we got going here. I was in New York last week, and being a year ago, I was in New York at the same, roughly at about the same time. And I remember we had some meetings about 10 blocks from where we were staying. And I thought, well, I'll just walk. I don't need to take a taxi or anything. I want to get out. Well, it was 9 degrees. It was 9 degrees. And it was so cold in the 9 or 10 blocks that we had to walk. And by the time we got to the building, it was like, oh, you know, what have we done? This past weekend, it was completely different. I went running in Central Park, and it was gorgeous. I put an extra shirt on because I thought, well, you know, it's going to be chilly after a while. It was warm. It was actually sweaty warm in Central Park. And the trees, the grass is growing. The trees are glowing. It is just unbelievable for this time of the year. And it's a great time of the year to be in New York, always at Christmas time. But there's no slush. There's no puddles. There's no salt. There's no piercing wind. It's pretty doggone nice. I was leaving on Saturday, and maybe you've had this if you travel around the country, and you know you don't want to miss that. You don't want to miss that flight. So I was flying. We were in Midtown Manhattan, and I had to fly the way my reservations worked. I had to get out from JFK, which is a good deal farther away than LaGuardia Airport, for those of you who are familiar with New York. So my flight was at 6:30, and I asked the concierge. I said, getting out about 4 o'clock, is that about a good time? Oh no. Be in that taxi at 3 o'clock. And I thought, 3 o'clock to be in a taxi? I mean, 6:30, we're going to LaGuardia. I mean, we're going to JFK. It's an hour, you know. She said, I'm telling you, 3 o'clock. I said, So I thought about it, and I thought, well, I don't have anywhere else to be. I'll do what she said. So I got out of the meeting, 10 to 3, walked downstairs, boom, flagged the taxi, got in JFK. It's a set rate for JFK. Got in, and then her words dawned on me as being prophetic and profound, because it's New York, it's Christmas time, here we are at Midtown, and we're going down. I guess he eventually went to Columbus Circle and then up 59th Street. So to get to the east side, we're on 59th Street, right along Central Park. It was a madhouse because we had to cross Broadway, Fifth Avenue. Everybody was shopping. So it's a Saturday afternoon, and we are going nowhere. There are limousines, there are taxis, there are cars, there are bicyclists. It was insane. Fortunately, I did not have the usual situation where you're looking at your watch going, can we get out of here? Is there a shortcut? Can we cut through somewhere else? Didn't have to worry about that. As it was, it took us about an hour and a half to get to the, I guess, the Queensboro Bridge and then onto the, you know, expressway, whatever that takes you to JFK. Got there with plenty of time and plenty of time to spare. Actually, I was kind of going, oh, now what do I do? But the production was right. So if you're planning on being in New York especially on a Saturday, and I don't think even on the holidays, but if you're midtown in New York and you got to get out of there, allow yourself some extra time. And may I just say at this juncture of the program, God bless the TSA, because nobody says God bless the TSA, but I say God bless the TSA for TSA pre-check, because once I got to that airport, I would have spent another hour at least in the line, but the pre-check got me through, and it was, except the guy in front of me in the line. We're in TSA pre-check, so you don't have to remove your belt. You don't have to take your coat off. You don't have to put your liquids on the belt, you know, the conveyor belt. He is taking off all his clothes. He's taking his jacket off. He's opening his laptop. He took his belt and his shoes. I said, excuse me, sir, I don't think he understood me, but I said, you don't have to do that. This is pre-check. And he was not from here. And he was like, yeah. And so I switched to the other conveyor because it was like, wait a minute. This is pre-check. I'm back. It's fine. Let's see what's going on in town. It is time once again for the weekly letter from home, my friends. Now we're talking home because no matter how far away you roam, there's simply no place like home. Music provided by musical conductor Johnny Greco. I know it's December, and I know it's Pittsburgh, but that's all I know. Looking for Christmas trees, holiday sparkle trees, batteries, extension cords, and candles is a Christmas tradition, but in short sleeves? Now I have to go out and look for the fake spray-on snow, because that's the only snow we're going to see on Christmas morning here in Pittsburgh. Oh my gosh! Another thing we won't see on Christmas morning is Neil Walker in a pirate uniform. As he tweeted what we already knew, it was bound to happen, but as many have said, why? He was a fan favorite. He was a great player. Those seem to be the two items pirate management looks for in trading our guys away. No, the adult in me understands that we needed left-hand pitching and he was sellable, but geez, don't you think that going to the Mets that he may come back around come playoff time to bite us? Well, that's baseball, and we Pittsburghers don't like change. I mean, Kent Tekulve and Steve Blass would still be pitching for us if we had it our way. Oh, yes, we would. And yes, I would be remiss if I didn't tell you that Pittsburgh made another list. On the 10 most desirable places to visit, Pittsburgh came in number 8. I mean, okay, they like us. They like us. They really like us. Okay, enough already. Mayor Peduto will have another place to play hockey, it seems, as citizens' involvement in the old armory on Emerson Street will be turned into the city's first modern-day and only indoor rink. This rather stately mansion looks... I know we have rinks in the suburbs, but not within the city. It's a rather stately mansion, too. It looks like it will become real prime real estate for families and teams alike. Perhaps the Penguins will leave the Lemieux Palace in Cranberry once in a while to take some spins at the armory. The way they've been playing lately, they could use the extra practice. This was a week also notable for another sports figure leaving us, but in the case of Pascal Dupuy, he probably saved his own life and will no doubt find a new and better and perhaps less physical life behind the Penguins bench. I don't see Mike Johnston looking over his shoulder just yet, but you never know. So go out and get your liquid snow, keep those snow tires wrapped, and even though it may still be warm, have a nice Pittsburgh hot toddy, or at least some Slivovitz. That may fill the bill quite nicely. I'm Stoney Richards, and that's this week's Letter from Home.
They're always making headlines, maybe down in white rice. They want to run the nation, the Kardashians.
Time now for another exciting episode of the Clintodashians. In today's episode, we find Hillary surrounded by Christmas presents.
Hey, Hillary, getting ready for the big day?
No,
Just Christmas.
No, I meant, yeah, well, good. What you got?
Well, I know it's the silly season in politics, but I just can't close my heart to my opponents.
Nice touch. What's that?
Oh, well, they're for Bernie Sanders.
Underwear?
Yeah. You think it's too personal?
I'll second guess you, Hillary. That's nice. What's that? That's nice.
It's an appointment book.
Well, who's a lucky one?
Marco Rubio. I figured if he knew he had some votes coming up in the Senate and he'd put it in his day planner, well, maybe.
Yeah, well, that's nice. Hey, that's not that's big. What's that?
Well, I hope it ships easily. It's an HP computer for Carly Fiorina. And here, look at the screensaver. It's a picture of Donald Trump with the caption, "Would you vote for that face?" I hope she gets the joke.
Yeah, so do I. Speaking of that, what you got for the big guy?
Oh, you'll see on Christmas morning.
No, I meant...
Oh, yeah, right. Here, what do you think?
Toy. Well, what is that? What is that, Lincoln Logs?
Yeah, it's really a huge set of Lincoln Logs.
Lincoln Logs. You mean like the kind when we were kids, huh?
Yeah. I thought about it for a long time. It'll give him a start on building his wall. And look, they're made in Mexico.
Well, happy holidays. Or should I say, Feliz Navidad. His words may be frightful, but that hair is so delightful, wouldn't you say? Be with us Christmas morning for another exciting episode of the Clintodashian.
He's making headlines, maybe jail and white rice. They want to run the nation, the Clintodashians.
And on the Stoney Richards Live from the Center podcast, it is time once again, my friends, for the evening sports dish, so let's get right to it, shall we? There's two things we're all talking about. One we're trying to avoid, and the other we can't get enough of. The avoidance is discussion of Donald Trump, and you can't hardly ignore that guy. And the other is our favorite pastime indeed, the Pittsburgh Steelers and the playoffs. And this weekend, it's all about our vaunted offense and the accuracy of Ben Roethlisberger and a little bit about the Cincinnati Bengals. Funny how time becomes the great common denominator. When the Bengals got off to a great start at the beginning of the season and Ben was out for, what, 3.5 games the first time, all looked lost in the AFC Central. Now, however, down as we are the last three games of the regular season, they don't seem so insurmountable an obstacle, and the playoffs, wild card position though it is, seems entirely attainable. The Steelers seem lately to score at will and with new surprise receivers every week. If Ben can stay healthy and Antonio Brown doesn't impale himself on a goalpost or break his neck in a backflip, we might as well be like the smart guy at the end of the bar saying, "You might have something here." Of course, the problem seems to be that for as many points as the Steelers score, they seem likely to give up just about as many to their opponents. So the Bengals are no sure points in the win column, but the momentum certainly has to be on the black and gold. And they say with the Bengals, Ravens, and Browns rounding out the season, the future, at least as the wild card goes, seems to be in their hands. And with Heath Miller coming back, those hands are a pretty sure bet. Mike Tomlin is looking like a real genius, taking chances that sometimes work and sometimes fail, but with each week's victories and Big Ben putting on what looks like a punt, pass, and kicking competition, each Sunday the Steelers seem to have what may have been missing, a date to make in February of 2016 in San Francisco. Wouldn't that be sweet? On the other subject, it all seems to make sense. As I said at the outset of the season, many teams started like they were on fire with no turning back. Along the way, some have faltered due to injuries, bad calls, and irrational exuberance on the part of their sports pundits. But as concerns the NFL, and for that matter, Donald Trump, it's not where or how you start, it's all about the finish. I'm Stoney Richards, and that's sports from my vantage point.
Hi in the booth! Let's get out there and hit some people!
And now, the Stoney Richards Live from the Center podcast presents the city's best detective, a Pittsburgh detective we call Al Ganey, PD.
It was a day like any other in Pittsburgh. Warm, 65 degrees, sunny. It was December, and it didn't take me long to realize that something was wrong. As I walked down Emerson Street in Shadyside, I realized that all the brouhaha about the skating rink here was just a ruse to disguise us from the real issue, global warming. Sure, it'd be nice to have a chance to lace up the blades and have a few spins on Pittsburgh's only indoor ice rink, but then it hit me like the afterburner of a Primanti sandwich. While we'd been all up in arms over some fancy real estate, the whole ecosystem of the planet was going to hell. Of course we'd want a skating rink. And then as we burned seat cuts into the ice with our bowers, we wouldn't realize that the Mon was overflowing its muddy shores and that the Allegheny was dumping its trash and drowning that EQT Christmas tree at the Point, or whoever's sponsoring it this year. Well, I said to myself in my smoke-filled office, the old combination of smoke, a shiny object, and a good-looking dame, huh? Ha ha. Well, okay. There was no good-looking dame, but like any red-blooded American, I sure could use one in this script about now.
Excuse me? I'm looking for the office of Al Ganey?
You got him. What can I do for you, miss? Is it? It never fails. Dames like that just can't resist the sonorous sounds of mysterious music, a gentle waft of a Cohiba cigar, and the recent smell of a recently opened Iron City. Maybe a touch of kielbasa roasting on an open fire from last week's tailgate. I turned away from her and went over to the blinds in my office window just in time to catch the 1140 CSX coal train coming by. It was rumbling like the bubbles at the base of my gut. The lady looked like a nice enough gal, but I knew under that cloak of "Can you please give me directions?" she was hiding a 911 call for help.
We'll have more when the city's best detective...
Yeah, Al Ganey, PD.
...continues.
Go back in time to greats of hockey. You got Sidney Crosby, you got Mario Lemieux, you got Wayne Gretzky, and you got the guy that really started it all in terms of being a great in hockey, and that was Detroit Red Wing player Gordie Howe, who played hockey as a professional for 5 decades. One of the greatest players, if not, in my estimation, the best player in all of hockey. Well, he's up there in years now, and the city of Detroit, known as Hockey Town, like it or not, is paying tribute to the man. They are building the Gordie Howe Bridge, which, according to John Gallagher's story in the Detroit Free Press, could be one of the 5 longest in North America. The planned Gordie Howe International Bridge that will span the Detroit River to Windsor could end up as the tallest or second tallest structure in the region, rivaling the height of the Renaissance Center, which is in downtown Detroit, and creating a dramatic new architectural icon on the skyline. The new design details are emerging that show the 2 bridge towers rising to a height of up to 250 meters, or about 750 feet. The bridge deck itself will carry traffic that could rise 150 feet above the river to allow for clear ship navigation about as high as downtown Detroit's One Campus Martius building, the former CompuWare headquarters. The total length of the bridge and its approaches will be about 2 miles, making it one of the 5 longest bridges in North America. And it will wear the name number 9 wore on the back of his jersey, Gordie Howe. The Gordie Howe Bridge. He shoots and scores. Well, that'll do it. I think we got it all in this week, didn't we? By gosh, thanks again for being here for the Stoney Richards Live from the Center podcast. You can hear the whole show that I do every Saturday on our CBS radio station here in Pittsburgh, KDKA, every Saturday from 2 to 6. But you got the Stoney Richards Live from the Center podcast whenever you want it. It's right here at stoneyrichards.com, or you can get it on iTunes as a free podcast and enjoy. If you want to get a hold of me, you know where to find me on Twitter, at Stoney Richards. Our thanks to musical director, the lovely Johnny Grieco, and, of course, webmaster Jeff Orvitz for making this all come true. Have a great week. We'll have more for you on the Stoney Richards Live from the Center podcast.